New book's coming out called Robin by Dave Itzkoff that details the final stages of Robin Williams' life. And it appears he was struggling with a brain disorder that was not immediately diagnosed that really took him down in the end. So initially we knew that he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. But the last year of his life, he had something completely different going on that people said that scared them half to death. And it was some weird malady that some blamed on drugs or alcohol, but a neuropathologist finally saw him and correctly diagnosed his affliction, which was called Lewy body dementia. It's the second most common type of progressive dementia after Alzheimer's. And it's a protein deposits in the brain start to affect everything. Thinking, memory, emotions, all of it. And to the tune of, during the filming of Night at the Museum, one of the latter ones, he was in all those Night at the Museum movies with Ben Stiller. They said that he would, during filming, cry uncontrollably, forget his lines, and suffer from a shuffling gait in his last days. According to his makeup artist, who he was Teddy Roosevelt in the movie, that he was sobbing in my arms at the end of every day. It was horrible, horrible. I said to people around me, I'm a makeup artist. I don't have the capacity to deal with what's happening to him. She suggested a return to stand-up comedy as a way out of his depression, and he would just sit there and cry saying that, I can't, Sherry, I don't know how anymore, I don't know how to be funny. And they say he began losing weight, his voice became shaky, he walked with a massive hunch and stooped over. They say that Pam Dauber reached out to him in a last-ditch effort to help him out. Pam, of course, his co-star from Mork and Mindy, and I guess that they remained close through the years. But she would, she's like, there's nothing you could do. Like, he's lost the will. Because he knew, I think, what was going on with his health. And, yeah, he was dealing with a lot of things when it came to rehab because he had relapsed a couple of times, you know, after being clean and sober for two decades straight. But really it all boiled down to the fact that he had a horrible early onset case of dementia. And it was affecting everything. This book is pretty all-encompassing, and it talks about how he had... It says, the biography chronicles the comedian's topsy-turvy public and private life, which involved infidelities, groping, and flashing his Mork and Mindy co-star Pam Dauber, which I guess it didn't really affect their relationship very much. But that this guy was a mess from day one. Like, he could not keep it together from the time that he became famous, whether it was drugs or alcohol, whether it was friendships, infidelity, marriage, all of it. He was bad at everything. And lived a very... what appeared to have been his pretty tortured life.
Some people just can't handle it, man.
Man. And then, to, you know, to add, to throw that disease on top of everything.
Yeah, no, that sounds scary.
Yeah, I mean, and he's depressed to holy hell to begin with, and then he gets that. That's, there, that was one way out, man.
That is a rough exit, man.
Yeah, it's a 400-plus page biography. And
God, if I didn't have so many books going right now, I'd read that.
Well, yeah, I think it comes out here next week. Said he made $15 million per movie there for, you know, probably the last 15 years of his life, 20 years of his life. But he had so many issues over personal finances as well. Which, again, that's just hard for me to believe. But it sounds like that this was not... This was a man that was never really happy.
It's a guy that just couldn't handle it, man.
And that, you know, every single part of his life was... The only way to fight through it was to be Robin Williams. What you would see on David Letterman's show, where he just went crazy. That was the only way for him to realize. And you know what? Like, just looking at him, and hearing him and seeing him in those situations, it's pretty obvious that the guy was nuts.
Yeah.
You know?
David Letterman never seemed more beaten down than when Robin Williams was on.
Yeah.
God, I can't
but
imagine.
He would always have him on because, you know, people would watch.
You kind of don't even blame him, you know?
No, you don't.
It says the night that he died, he went to bed at around 10:30 p.m., and his wife, who slept in a separate bedroom, let him sleep in the next morning, grateful that he seemed to be getting a solid rest for a change. Couldn't sleep either. It says when he didn't answer her late that morning, she forced the lock on the bedroom door, found him dead, his belt around his neck.
So severe addiction, alcoholism, cocaine, all that stuff, right?
Yes.
Then mental illness, and then the brain disorder.
Yeah.
I would off myself too, probably. How do you fight through that?
I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah, that seems like that may be a good read, but a tough read. We mentioned this on Friday. You weren't here, Mike, but we mentioned Jeffrey Tambor, who has been, he's going to be in the new Arrested Development show, the new season of Arrested Development. He got kicked off of Transparent. And he spoke for the first time since he was Me Too'd, claiming that really it was all just a big misunderstanding, that he wasn't some sexual cretin, but that he, you know, just kind of didn't realize that he was doing the wrong thing. The problem with Tambor is that although none of these are as disgusting as some of the things we've heard before, and, you know, you can create levels if you'd like to, but there are multiple women. There are four or five women that have all come out and said that he was doing weird, creepy things, forcing them up against a wall, and they could feel his genitalia on them and pushing them away, and just a grody dude overall. But as he says, this is the only interview. He did the interview with the Hollywood Reporter. It's the only interview that he's going to do on this. And he says, the first time I've ever talked about this ever, and possibly the last time. But he's already kind of made his way back. Like, he's already, you know, he's going to be in this show, in Arrested Development.
How many guys have made their way back from something like this?
No one. Yet? No one this quickly. No one. Zero. Especially that have been accused of multiple women.
Yeah. Well, if he's ready to be the crash test dummy for this, then...
I mean, you really want to like the guy because he's great in everything he does. He always has been. He's a freaking tremendous character actor, if you even want to call him that. But it'll be interesting to see how the public reacts to him.